pick your own disaster. I mean, if you have kids or grandkids in the district and you have any way to get them out, I would strongly encourage you to get them out and find an alternative. I don't think that the answer involves the school district. I think the answer involves school choice. The answer involves reducing the power of the employee unions. And those are the kind of fundamental changes that would kind of start fixing all these other things.
So how do we accomplish that? How do we, A, let parents that want to get out, and B, blowing the thing up, making the, which, by the way, I was told the other day that we are now the fourth largest school district in the country, and I have no reason to question that, or blow the thing up and really decentralize, really break it up.
Well, the legislature can do it. I mean, the legislature in 2015 passed pretty, almost universal school choice, and obviously it didn't survive the court challenges, but there's certainly a path forward to doing that. You could have an initiative run that could put it into the Constitution, school choice in the Constitution. The school district board, if it was a radically reshaped board, they could offer school choice to students, so... it involves elections and involves changing the political leadership of the state.
And do you see any groundswell for that? I mean, do you see leaders in our state, leaders in our community stepping forward to say, this is unacceptable, and regardless of what we do with the superintendent, we got to fix this problem?
I mean, you sort of see it. I mean, obviously all the Republican gubernatorial candidates are in favor of school choice. I think people tend to get distracted by the shiny object, and obviously this drama is the shiny object. So it does take a little bit of knowledge and understanding to realize that, look, obviously this is a situation, but, at the same time, the system is fundamentally broken, and we've got to go one step back and fix the system and allow parents and students to escape what's just not working. And knowing that if we do that, if we give parents a choice, then the school district is going to change because they're going to realize, oh, we can't just keep doing this. We can't just keep doing the status quo. We've got to get better, or more people are going to leave.
Coming up, new polling out in the U.S. Senate race. Adam Laxalt has jumped out in front of Catherine Cortez Masto. We'll talk about that and the impact that polls like this might have on a primary run by Adam Laxalt and Captain Sam Brown and others. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And coming up on 12:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now, the freeways in the Vegas Valley actually look pretty good at the moment. There's no backups or delays to speak of on US 95 or Interstate 15 in either direction through the resort areas. Moderate flows on the Beltway as we speak on the 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, westbound at Gibson. Do expect major delays through the construction zone of Interstate 515, though. That bridge work is going to be continuing well into 2022. So expect some delays there. Westbound 515 at Eastern, eastbound 515 at Main Street, and 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. The right lane is partially blocked as you squeeze through.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. NFL Sunday, Washington beat the Raiders 17-15. Tyler Heinicke with two touchdown passes. He set up kicker Brian Johnson's winning 48-yard field goal with 37 seconds remaining. Washington with wins in four straight improved to 6-6. The Raiders slide to 6-6. Derek Carr, 28-38 passing, 249 yards, no touchdowns. Josh Jacobs ran the ball 13 times for 52 yards with one score. Up next, Vegas visits Kansas City. Kyler Murray returned to the lineup for the Cardinals. He threw two touchdown passes and rushed for two more in a 33-22 win at Chicago. The Cardinals are 10-2 with the win. NBA tonight, the Suns host the Spurs. Phoenix had its 18-game winning streak snapped on Friday night at Golden State. NHL Sunday, the Golden Knights beat Calgary 3-2. Vegas 14-10-0 with the win. They've won two straight and look to keep that streak alive Wednesday night at home against Dallas. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with lots of sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here are some zany sounds. Saving on home insurance is no laughing matter. Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. The money you save could change your life. It's time for you to take your insurance choice seriously. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
It's Macy's one-day sale tomorrow with deals of the day to wrap up your holiday shopping, like 40% off fresh fragrances from Juicy Couture, Michael Kors, and more. Give the gift of sparkle with 60% off diamond bracelets, pendants, and rings, and 50 to 60% off designer suits and blazers. Plus, everyone gets $10 Macy's money for every $50 spent. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See Macy's.com/Macy's Money for details.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pro-life folks all across the state of Nevada, and to be honest with you, across the nation, were very, very happy after oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court, the Mississippi abortion ban. And Victor, first of all, what did you take away? I know it's hard to read the tea leaves, much less the justices, but what did you read from the oral arguments?
Well, I think it was not bad. I think that's kind of as far as you can go, is the six justices who were appointed by Republicans who are actually interested in upholding the Constitution and not just putting whatever rights they feel like into it, were skeptical of or seemed sympathetic to upholding the 15-week law in Mississippi. And I think they're, it definitely looks like Roberts is trying to find some sort of compromise position. That was my takeaway. And obviously you had a block of justices who appeared ready to uphold the Constitution and say, look, Roe was a garbage decision and we should return it to the states. And it may come down to Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Kavanaugh to see which side has the majority.
I want to ask you, because there's been kind of an underlying threat out there from the left that if these justices don't toe the mark and preserve Roe v. Wade, that they will embark on a packing of the court that we have not seen in our lifetime. Do you think they're serious, and do you think they could do it?
I think they're serious, absolutely. I mean, they've been pushing Joe Biden to do it for months, but I don't think they're going to be able to do it. It takes takes majorities in the House, and then you have to break the filibuster, which isn't going to happen, or you have to get rid of the filibuster, which I certainly don't think is going to happen this session. But you're absolutely right. That's exactly what the left would do, is they would demand, it didn't go their way, so they want to change the rules.
Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm just curious, though, that all this being said, and you wrote about it in the RJ, is there a right to abortion? I mean, somewhere in the Constitution, different amendments, whatever, is there a right to abortion that you've ever seen?
Well, no. I mean, the two ways to look at this are, one, you just read the document, and no, obviously there's no right to abortion. But what the left has done is they basically started inventing rights from the, you know, different parts of the Constitution that they assume means something, which means something else, which means something. So they said, well, you have a right to privacy, which doesn't exist. And based on the right to privacy, a woman has a right with her doctor to decide whether or not to have an abortion. So that's the logic. And then they say basically because the Supreme Court said there's a right, there's a right. And so, you know, what happens is that word right gets used in two different ways. You know, people like myself will say, well, is it in the Constitution? Well, then you have a right to it. And what the left will say is, well, the Supreme Court said it was there, therefore we have a right to it.
Want to ask you about the U.S. Senate race. Adam Laxalt put out a release earlier today, and it says, new poll, Adam Laxalt surges to the lead against Masto, 44-41 against Catherine Cortez Masto. First of all, do you buy it? It's the Trafalgar Group is the pollster, and I'm just curious if you give it any validity or whether you think it's just something that campaigns try and do. We're winning.
Well, I don't think it was their poll, so I don't think they had any, you know, at least from what I saw, it was an independent poll. And that certainly seems like a plausible result right now. I mean, obviously Democrats have just had a disastrous 11 months. I mean, Joe Biden has been terrible. The economy is stagnating. The coronavirus, you know, did not go away. It's here, even though, you know, in red states, things have generally gone back to normal. They certainly have it in Nevada, where we've got one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. And so I certainly think that is a plausible, you know, take on where the race is right now. And I think the thing you have to take away from early polls is not like, oh, we're going to win or one side's going to lose, but, you know, how strong is the incumbent? And that poll, I think it was at Laxalt 44 and Masto 41. And what that tells you is that the incumbent is weak, and that she can be beat, especially if the national political environment is really bad for Democrats.
I'm curious what you think of that race. Do you think she is vulnerable?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the polling is spot on then.
I mean, I don't know if the numbers are spot on, but the idea that she's vulnerable, I think, is absolutely true. Now, vulnerable doesn't mean she's going to lose. Obviously, it's a long time. You know, you could probably win with 47% of the vote, given the way Nevada's elections tend to go. And so you could certainly see her clawing her way back up there. But, yes, you've got to think that she's vulnerable. Nevada is not California. It is not a deep red state. And especially if the national political environment is bad for Democrats, I think Democrats throughout the state, including Senator Masto, are going to have a really hard time.
Another column of yours in the last week about the Omicron variant, and the fact is it's there, it's in America, not everywhere, but it's in a lot of places around America, not a lot of cases to report on. And the other thing is, which I find interesting, it's not killing anybody, is it? I mean, has anybody died from it that you know of?
You know, I haven't seen any reporting yet. I mean, the initial reporting out of South Africa is that fewer people are needing oxygen when they go to the hospital, which is a really, really good sign, obviously. So, you know, it's early. I think the key thing you have to know is it's preliminary, it's early, but you don't need to panic, right? Like, the fact that we don't have overwhelming evidence that it's mild doesn't mean there's reason to panic. It just means that the data is coming, and, you know, we just see what the data says. But, you know, it's been 21 months. It's not like anything with the coronavirus should come as some great big surprise to anyone.
Well, and here's what bothers me. I don't think people like you and I are panicking. The people that are panicking are the politicians, and then the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates, and you can't go to a Raider game, blah, 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 blah. That it's the politicians that are panicking, and so when Biden talks about it's a reason for concern but not for panic, maybe they ought to take a dose of their own medicine.
Well, yeah. I mean, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is like, everything's on the table when it comes to responding to Omicron. It's just like, my word, everything's on the table? You mean all the stay-at-home measures and mask mandates that didn't work over the last 21 months, you're going to put those back on the table? The things that, you know, didn't prevent the virus from spreading but crushed the economy in half the country, you're going to put those back on the table? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. I just, the government cannot solve the coronavirus. That was the great deception of the Biden candidacy was, look, you know, Trump's this imbecile, and if I was in charge, you know, I have a plan to shut down the virus. No, you don't have a plan to shut down the virus. It's a highly contagious virus. It's going to do what it's going to do. Now, thank the Lord, there are highly effective vaccines, which are going to keep people from dying at anywhere near the rates that they were before the vaccine. But you are not going to stop the virus. No one is going to stop the virus. Take whatever risk mitigation measures you personally feel are appropriate, but don't impose them on other people.
Hey, Victor, if folks want to know more about what you're up to, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Well, the RJ is always the best, so I appreciate everyone who subscribes, who looks at our stuff online, and it's a great news source for Nevada, so encourage folks to give it a look.
I'm a subscriber. I am now a subscriber. I gave in about 6 months ago. I said, darn it. Okay, I'll pony up 99 cents a month or whatever they charge. Victor, always good to visit with you, man. Thank you so much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Can't wait. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. No, I did. They had a special, and it was like 99 cents a month. I'm like, okay, I can afford that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us. It is Monday, and that means a brand-new week and brand-new challenges. I'm so excited about that. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe government folks tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want: family safe and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada. They said it couldn't be done, but Dollar Loan Center has done it. We've made getting a signature loan up to $5,000 even faster.
Dollar Loan Center.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Is rent due today? Need to book a last-minute flight? Or maybe your car registration's due today? Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding. Get up to $5,000 in minutes. There's no added fees and no collateral is needed. There are never any early payment penalties, and we give you over a year if you need it to pay back your loan. Dollar Loan Center is now offering instant funding.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You're going to get the double dose of Wayne Allen Root today because he'll join us at 2:05 and then he'll have his own show coming up at 3 o'clock. And my guess is he's going to talk a lot about the vaccine and some of the stuff that's going on in this Omicron. The fact is that people aren't dying from it at a large rate or even a small rate. We'll talk about that with him coming up after 2 o'clock. I normally would not play you something that's a couple of days old, but this was so powerful. And it's from somebody who is a rising star, I think, at Fox News, and that is Pete Hegseth. He's been on this show many times before. He's the former president of Concerned Veterans for America, and he has become a superstar at Fox Nation and Fox News Channel. But we've been seeing so much on TV about the so-called smash and grab robberies, the lawlessness that comes from that. And I want you to hear Pete Hegseth. This is from Friday night. He was hosting Prime Time. Of what happens when smash and grab comes to the burbs. Here it is.
After a month full of smash-and-grab robberies ravaging cities across the country, they said they don't exist. Comrade Cortez said they don't exist. Of course they do. Arrests have been made. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, proud to announce that 14 violent criminals were taken into custody for a string of robberies that racked up nearly $340,000 worth of stolen merchandise. Law and order. He almost sounded like Donald Trump. But now here's the bad news. They were all let go. Each and every one of them, all 14. But of course, we're not surprised. Leftist prosecutors love letting criminals walk free. It's kind of their thing. California Governor Gavin Newsom was asked about this out-of-control looting involving repeat offenders with no consequences. And here's what he said.
That individual should be arrested. If they've been identified the first time, they should have been arrested the second, third, fourth time. So,
do you think that is a deterrent? Do you think that scares people?
To be arrested? I certainly.
But they don't even spend time in jail, Governor.
Well, they could. Prosecute them.
Well, they could. But here's the thing. They're not being prosecuted. They walk free. There is no deterrence. Until... maybe now. There's a possibility that even these liberal lunatics, they've seen the light. Maybe all the chaos, violence, and destruction happening right now before Eric Garcetti's eyes the mayor, has turned him into a changed man. Now he says he wants to end the county's zero bail policy.
We need the help of our criminal justice system, of our judges, of our jailers. There are people who need to be behind bars, and they need to be there. How many times does somebody, the same person, have to steal a car? 3, 4, 5 times after being released before we realize we have opened up a lot of the city because we're in a better place with COVID. We should be able to also open up our jails, and we should be able to have judges that put people behind those bars as well.
Whoa. What's happening? When was the left going to come after him? Cancel him? They might. But is Mayor Garcetti actually making some sense? This is good news, I guess. But is it too little too late? And I can't help but ask the most important question. Why now? It's always the best question. Why? Well, think about it. The violence has been out of control for a while now. But nobody did anything when it was happening in the inner cities. All those Democrats chanting Black Lives Matter didn't really care when Black lives were getting snuffed out in neighborhoods that don't include their donors. Nobody did anything when businesses were being robbed and destroyed in downtowns all across America. If anything, you remember, politicians like Kamala Harris were eager to bail them out of jail. But now it's happening to the rich people. So something must be done.
Pete Hegseth, who I predict will end up being the 7 p.m. Eastern primetime host. He'll be the next addition to prime time on Fox News Channel. I think he is spectacular, and unless they say they have to go with a woman, which is highly possible, who knows? But I will just say, I think what I've seen of Pete Hegseth, he is the real deal. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Steffen. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who have experienced hearing loss. Maybe you've worked in the service industry and years of loud music have taken a toll on your hearing. Or maybe you're like me, years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. Ask about the new Evolve Hearing Aids from Starkey. They are compact, discreet, behind-the-ear computers. The technology just blows me away. Don't put it off. Call right now. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321 or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate
because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter.